Welcome back to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and I'm going to read Psalm 10. Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? In the pride of the wicked, the poor is hotly pursued. Let them be taken in the devices that they've imagined. For the wicked boasts of his heart's desire, and the covetous renounces, yea, contemns the Lord. The wicked, in the pride of his countenance, says, He will not require it. All his thoughts are, there's no God. His ways are firm at all times. Thy judgments are far above out of his sight. As for his adversaries, he puffs at them. He says in his heart, I shall not be moved. To all generations, I shall not be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and oppression. Under his tongue is mischief and impunity. He sits in the lurking places of the villages, in the covert places does he murder the innocent. His eyes are privily set against the helpless. He lurks in the covert as a lion in his den. He lies in wait to catch the poor. He does catch the poor when he draws him in his net. He crouches, he bows down, and the helpless fall by his strong ones. He says in his heart, God is forgotten. He hides his face. He will never see it. Arise, O Lord, O God. Lift up your hand. Forget not the poor. Wherefore does the wicked contemn God and say in his heart, Thou wilt not require it. Thou hast seen it. For thou beholdest mischief and spite and take it into thy hand. The helpless commits himself to thee. Thou hast been the helper of the fatherless. Break thou the arm of the wicked. And as for the evil man, seek out all his wickedness. Till thou find none. The Lord is king forever and ever. The nations are perished out of his hand. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the meek. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear, to judge the fatherless and the oppressed, that man which is of the earth may be terrible no more. This psalm works in two manners. First, it is our cry to God in suffering. We are able to bleed with the writer of this psalm as we read it out. Secondly, it's a checklist for the wicked. But let's look at the first. We cry out, O God, will you not judge for us? Will you not silence those words that hurt me? Will you not stop those who hem me in by their actions and their behavior, by the looks that they give me? There are times where we feel constrained by the traps they lay. We know that if I say this, there will be an offense. If I try to do this, it will be seen as wrong, and we are constrained and tightened up. Indeed, the Apostle John himself writes that their very lack of love is the way they murder us. And even so, they're so sure in their own behavior, and they're so sure in their devices and in their works. And so we cry out with the psalm, God, where are you? That powerful line, the helpless commits himself unto thee. Thou hast been the helper of the fatherless. And verse 14. Secondly, this psalm is a checklist for the wicked, and not as a how to be a wicked person, but more of, am I also a wicked person? By these words, we are able to look at ourselves in the mirror and consider our motives, our ideals, our actions. Surely I'm not murdering anyone. Surely I'm not a lion with a trap. And yet verse 5, towards the beginning of the psalm, his ways are firm at all times. Thy judgments, speaking to God, are far above out of his sight. And so toward the beginning of the psalm, the writer lets us know that the wicked is one who is completely firm in all his ways, always. And God's judgments are outside of his view. And that may be the beginning of me turning into this metaphoric murderer, if not literal. Choosing my own path, choosing my own will, not caring for those who are around me, and instead taking advantage of them, laughing, pulling them down, watching them fall into the social faux pas traps that I lay in front of them. This ultra-confidence and self-assured behavior is a very scary thing, and the writer gives us a warning to consider our own selves. Let's read the psalm again. Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself at all times of trouble? In the pride of the wicked, the poor is hotly pursued. Let them be taken in the devices that they've imagined. For the wicked boasts of his heart's desire, and the covetous renounces, yea, contemns the Lord. The wicked, in the pride of his countenance, says, he will not require it. All his thoughts are, there's no God. His ways are firm at all times. Thy judgments are far above, out of his sight. As for his adversaries, he puffs at them. He says in his heart, I shall not be moved. To all generations, I shall not be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and oppression. Under his tongue is mischief and impunity. He sits in the lurking places of the village. In the covert places does he murder the innocent. His eyes are privily set against the helpless. He lurks in the covert as a lion in his den. He lies in wait to catch the poor. He does catch the poor when he draws him in his net. He crouches, he bows down, and the helpless fall by his strong ones. He says in his heart, God's forgotten. He hides his face. He'll never see it. Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up your hand. Forget not the poor. Wherefore does the wicked contemn God and say in his heart, thou wilt not require it? Thou hast seen it. For thou beholdest mischief and spite to take it into thy hand. The helpless commits himself to thee. Thou hast been the helper of the fatherless. Break thou the arm of the wicked. And as for the evil man, set out his wickedness till thou find none. The Lord is king forever and ever. The nations are perished out of his hand. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the meek. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear, to judge the fatherless and the oppressed, that man which is of the earth may be terrible no more. While the wicked tell themselves that God doesn't hear, even so they behave in the lurking places and hide in the dark places, and they sneak and they cower. Though they are fully assured in their own mind, they hide what they do. O God, please judge us and help us and lift us up and help us to not be men of the earth, because you bring that to an end. Well, thanks for listening in, and hope to talk to you again soon.